Stoneboy Speaks, episode 966, Dog Days of Podcasting.
There's an audio challenge going on called the Dog Days of Podcasting, which is getting podcasters to put out a podcast every day. And there doesn't have to be a topic or anything. It's similar to the Audiomo thing that I participated in earlier in the year. But I've known about it. I mean, I heard about it last year. I didn't participate. Part of it is because, well, I just did a... I just did a podcast, and I already do a daily podcast. So the challenge of doing a daily podcast is not something that is particularly new to me, although sometimes it is a challenge to get the episodes to come out, the right episodes to come out at the right time. It seems that I occasionally screw that up, as I did the last five episodes. A couple of them just weren't right in some way, shape, or form, but that is the challenge of doing this, recording ahead in the system I used to do it, but... I don't know. There's actually been a couple people I follow on app.net. Yes, I still use app.net. They're actually doing something very interesting with their Dog Days of Podcasting. So Jeremy Churfus is actually doing a podcast on why chicken is so cheap, and he's actually breaking it. He's doing it a little bit every day, right? So it's like 2 or 3 minutes or something, and giving some interesting factoid about how chicken has gotten cheaper over the years, and getting into some of the industrial farming practices and that kind of stuff. You've got Jason Irwin, i.e. Matico, doing his he's giving us the history of certain phrases we use in the English language, which again is very interesting. And Joanna's got a podcast going on different musicians that she listens to in Austin, and she's known for listening to and posting pictures from all the different music shows she goes to in Austin. And so it's actually been very interesting, right? This having this sort of story or theme, and I don't think the Dog Days of Podcasting thing actually has any sort of theme. But, it's supposed to have a theme, but they're doing it. And I actually think that's cool, right? And so, I don't know, maybe as I think about what I'm doing for this podcast, because I'm thinking I feel like I need to make a change here. It is getting, it's getting a little difficult, I guess, to do this every day. And I've been doing it almost every day for nearly 3 years now. So there's some challenges there, and it's been harder to come up with, podcasts or whatever, but I suspect that I've got some time to think about it over the summer. I mean, my goal is to continue on the daily routine until I get to episode 1000, which is about a month or so, and then maybe after that point I will switch to some sort of different format. I haven't decided yet. I keep thinking about it. But if you have some feedback one way or the other, you know how to get a hold of me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.